K Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. The Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, Saturday, October 16th at North Park Mall. Brought to you by Reliant Energy, Subway, and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
All right, it is 5:53 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket, the Hard Line. Doing the pre-Texas OU gathering out here at Duke's Original Roadhouse in Addison. Come out here, check it out. There's still a lot of time to come out here and get one of the 200 numbered footballs. Mm-hmm. You take that football, you go to the rant tomorrow. And if your number is called, you can get two tickets to the big game tomorrow. Hey, before, since Corby's not here and we're about to do E-News, did you hear what Mac Brown did?
What?
You ever heard of Doug Gottlieb?
The name vaguely rings a bell.
Okay.
I can't place it.
Is he part of the ESPN National Network, or is he one of the local ESPN guys? Because it said in the paper today that he's the guy that asked Cedric Benson the question, you know, what would you rather do, win the Heisman Trophy or beat Oklahoma?
I'm not sure.
But I didn't recognize
him. I think he's a local guy, but not in the Austin market. I think he's somewhere else.
Okay, well, he's the guy that asked him the question during a live interview. And, you know, Benson kind of said, well, I'd probably rather win the Heisman Trophy. And, you know, there was a little hubbub about it, and a lot of people had some fun with it and wrote some things. And Mac Brown said that that guy should be fired. He's calling for him to be fired because he said that was such an unfair question to ask.
You'd think he'd have better things to worry about.
And... you know, I got to tell you, how would you answer that question if you're Cedric Benson? I mean, I guess the politically correct answer would be, hey, look, I want to do them both, and I can do them both. I can win the Heisman, and we can beat OU. But picking, I mean, what a no-win situation he was, but I don't think that asking that question is grounds for him to be fired, do you?
Of course not.
God, man, unbelievable.
All right, time to stop down now for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. Do always remember, if it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality in the great Southwest, including Oklahoma. Here's Cobra.
Go. I will go. It seems that Melissa Etheridge has been diagnosed with breast cancer and has canceled all of her tour dates to undergo treatment.
Nothing good about that.
No. No. Now, they say that cancer was detected early.
Oh, no.
She's been receiving treatment.
What's the matter, Danny?
Vlad Guerrero just hit a grand slam to tie the game.
Oh my God. I told you.
Damn it.
You were right.
Did I sit right here in this thing and say, don't count him out?
He's Vlad.
Freaking Red Sox bullpen.
1-for-11, and he decides to hit it now.
Wow. Well, good for him.
Shut up.
Killed the Rangers. Let him kill the Red Sox.
Sure did.
Etheridge says, I'm fortunate to be under a wonderful doctor's care and thankful that this was caught early. I'm looking forward to a quick and full recovery. So, our shout out to her and all of her lesbian fans who are, too, putting in a good thought for her.
And especially Kenny Aronoff.
Her drummer?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
The great Kenny Aronoff.
Billy Bob Thornton got a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame yesterday.
Quota. Snake.
You know what? He deserves it. He is one of the most underrated actors there is.
Is he underrated? I think he's... I think people recognize his greatness. I think so. I mean, I think he's freaking amazing.
I will defer to you because your beat is movies.
True.
I just know that he is...
You know what?
I mean, to play the... You know, I just saw that Alamo movie that everybody ripped, and I want to know why. It was a pretty good movie. He was so good in that as Davy Crockett, and we know
when did that come out?
It's on DVD now.
Yeah, I got an advanced copy.
What do you mean, when did that come out? Don't you remember us bagging on it because it only made like $1 million?
I agree with Grego.
But to play Carl in Sling Blade,
yeah,
and then to play Davy Crockett, and then play this high school football coach, God, he's good. He's a terrific actor.
And you're right. He's underrated. He's not thought of as like a Redford or a De Niro because he's a nut, and I don't think a lot of people in Hollywood take him seriously.
I love him. I love everything he does. And there was a full-page ad taken out in Variety, the entertainment magazine, saying this: Billy, I love your brilliant mind. Congratulations. With love and respect always, Angie. From Angelina Jolie.
Well, it's nice of her to do that. I mean, they had a lot of good times together. They shared blood and oaths all the
tattoos.
Time.
Tattoos.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Mm-hmm.
To which Thornton replied, you know, it's funny. I've only met Angie Dickinson once.
That's funny.
Funny. Not that funny. Why is that so loud?
I love it.
Because you're the snake.
Do we have that thing in full context? What was I laughing at there?
I don't know.
Or is that the beginning of the pterodactyl?
I don't think so.
I like it by itself.
Is that all it is? Just that one...
It's that wheeze.
Surely I didn't do that.
God.
Stop.
Listen to that wheeze.
You know, you can't really put anything by you, Corby. Maybe you did, because you're a wacky
guy.
No,
I don't think you did do that and just stop.
No.
No, you can't.
How do you just stop? I can't create that.
You know, I don't want to get off the subject or anything, but Linda, there are some really, really hot girls.
Oh, I know. There's hot girls everywhere.
I would love to make sweet sex with them.
Really what? Hot girls around here.
Would
really,
you like
really
to make
hot girls.
Sexy romance?
Sexy romance.
I'll slap that bitch.
Michael, this story is for you, and I'm just warning you, okay? Because you can be arrested for this, all right? Because you do things similar.
I do not. Whatever it is, I don't do
no,
it.
No, you do. The lead singer of the rock band Incubus, who you like, first
God, they're
off.
Good. Man, they're a good band.
Was arrested for carrying a switchblade in his bag while trying to board a plane on his way to a concert in North Carolina. And what do you travel with?
All kinds of sharp stuff.
Well, coming back from L.A.,
I think guns are good.
They caught you with a pair of scissors.
Yes. Two pair.
Two pair?
Yes.
Why would you need two?
Well, one was toenail clippers.
Gross.
Oh, God.
Ugh.
What is that?
In case I needed to declaw while I was out there.
What is that, the yellowing of the toenail called, that you have to take Lamisil for?
I don't know, but I don't have that.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
I've had to take Lamisil a couple times.
Is that for yellowing of the toenail, or am I just making that up?
I don't know if it's for that, but
God, get me out of here this weekend.
What?
I've got real bad fungus problems.
Do you really?
I've had that a couple times, like once on a fingernail and once on a toenail. I've had to take Lamisil twice. Let me tell you, that stuff is expensive.
Really?
Oh my God.
You need to take Anusol.
Was I'm taking that Lamisil. Lamisil.
What's Anusol for?
Anusol.
What's that for?
That's for your butt.
I think. It's if you have an itchy anus.
Now I wonder what
if your butt hurts, try.
Yeah, I wonder what their tagline could be.
It's not for everyone.
Good God. There's good-looking girls everywhere.
Wonder if we could actually hear what the tagline is.
Justin doesn't know where it is.
Oh, that's Justin.
Psycho
okay.
Dave's
Sorry.
Hitting all the
Sorry.
Drops.
Why do you
Sorry.
Hate this, Ron? Why do you hate this weekend?
Because all these Oklahoma people are here.
Well, there's a lot of them, too.
And every time I see one, I think of the two guys in front of us.
You know what I do with them?
What? Those two people scarred you.
They really have. I mean, two old men.
You bring that up.
Those guys were like 70.
Hey, they have. I admit it.
No, that one guy was young, and he was an idiot.
They both were.
You know what I do when I see an OU fan? Just look at him.
You nod knowingly.
Nod knowingly. We stow our football away. Go on our business.
So your stormtrooper outfit.
The Incubus guy was charged with criminal possession of a weapon.
Those are illegal.
Well, a switchblade is considered a concealed weapon.
He says, I totally forgot it was at the bottom of my bag, and when the security person pulled it out, I thought,
my God.
My God.
I forgot to take that blade out of my suitcase.
My God.
So you realize now you can get arrested for that, okay? So no more putty knives or Coke spoons.
What?
Or any more cutlery that you haul around with you, scissors.
Never had putty knives or Coke spoons.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, haven't you?
No.
Whatever.
That's funny.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know the difference between a Coke spoon and a popsicle stick.
Oh, there's coked up Grego bouncing off the wall.
Just a little bitty spoon. That's all it is.
Let's hear Grego after he does a little toot.
That is not after I did a little toot.
Do you get that happy?
But, and then he had to take some...
but it's not far from the truth.
He had to take some Valium to come down.
Right. Yeah. Turned into lobotomized Grego.
Okay, so Grego after cocaine. And then about 8 hours later after he's chock full of lewds.
Y'all are laughing, but how can, not far from the truth.
How can a human have that type of variation in his laugh from this high to this low? That is genius.
Leave Grego alone.
It's genius. All right, you guys are going to have to help me out, okay? Seriously, will you help me?
All right.
I get confused sometimes on stories.
No.
There's a new show called Making the Band 3
on
MTV.
I know where this is going.
And someone named Sean Diddy Combs.
You wouldn't believe how many emails I got yesterday of saying that I'm right on target. They're sick of that.
I didn't get one.
It's a guy.
Well, who is this?
What's Sean. Now, look, I'll show Sean, in quotations, it says P. Diddy Combs is on the prowl for some ladies.
Well, that's his name. Sean P. Diddy Combs. That's his name.
Now,
move on. What's he doing? Let's
I
go.
I think there used to be another name for the guy, but I'm not sure. Now, wait. Now, can we get a round table? Wait a minute. Can we get a round
table? You want to convene a round table?
I'd like to.
Rito.
But you know what? Danny's going to have to call.
This is the same bit.
Danny's going to have to call Eminem.
I've got to get Eminem.
I don't
have
his number, Danny.
I've got it. Actually, he's on hold right now.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
All right. I want him. I want...
I've got Norm live in studio.
Oh, good. Okay.
And you got Mike out there.
Oh, yeah, Mike.
I'm in.
You're in. You're in.
Okay.
Now, what about Grego?
No. Only three.
Reiner's out if I'm in.
All right, if you say anything...
Only three can participate in the round table.
If you say anything, Grego, we get to punch you.
You're disqualified, Greg.
All right, we get to punch you.
Greg,
if you say anything during the round table.
I'm eating.
All right.
You know why? Because that...
Because you like to.
That bothers you guys when I eat.
Now, during the round table...
So I'm eating on the air.
During the round table, I want you guys
to
just brainstorm. Just throw out names rapid fire, okay?
Here we go.
Who might be known as this...
All right.
As Sean P. Diddy.
All right, Eminem. Okay. Eminem's ready.
This is
Eminem.
The dumbest thing ever.
Eminem, you're ready. Go ahead and start.
Run DMC.
No.
Beastie Boys. Mm-hmm. Cool G Rap.
No.
LL Cool J.
No, Norm.
Cool G Rap.
Why does he repeat
Master
himself?
Ace.
Jay-Z.
No, Mike. Good guess.
Big Daddy Kane. Dr. Dre. All the N.W.A.
No.
Ludacris.
KRS-One.
Snoop Dogg.
No.
Stretch from Naughty by Nature.
How about
Nas?
No.
50 Cent.
No.
Tupac, Biggie, Jay-Z.
Oh, Daddy.
Greg.
Oh.
Why didn't you just say so in the beginning?
We appreciate the help, of course.
Greg.
I made M&M's because that's the crunchiest thing I've got around me. Because that annoys y'all.
You're eating who?
Gross, Greg.
You like
Run
that
DMC.
Bit?
No, that's a bad bit. And I got probably 20 emails.
I'd like for you to print those off, Mr. Hammer.
Well,
I've already deleted them.
Poof Daddy says, I want a group of women that can sing like Christina Aguilera and dance like Usher. I'm looking to create an international super group to to fall in the footsteps of the Supremes and Destiny's Child. So, according to Puff Daddy, he says, Diddy with the ladies? How can you go wrong? Oh, man.
What a card.
He's hilarious.
He really is.
Cobra.
Snake.
Martha Stewart checked into prison this morning.
All right.
And this is how she entered prison. She had to get totally naked.
Totally?
Totally naked. And had to perform the standard squat and cough.
Totally nude out.
She had
now
to,
what is that?
Martha Stewart had to squat and cough.
It's to make sure you're not hiding contraband in your
right, because I guess if you cough, then out comes the switchblade or something. Oh, there it went.
Or the ping pong ball.
Right.
What?
Or the Benoit balls.
Whoa,
jeez. Those aren't weapons.
I saw a girl do that one time on stage.
Squat and cough?
No, ping pong ball. Shot it out and made it in a cup.
Jumbo's clown room?
No.
She is now federal inmate 551-70-054. Oh, might get a cork in your ass.
God almighty, she's got a big old set of knockers.
Who? Martha Stewart?
No, that well, her too, but this girl that just walked out.
God almighty.
Carter's ex.
You okay, Mike?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Will you call? Why don't you just keep the cork out? Why do you have to keep putting it back in?
Right.
What?
Stop it.
Hey, I didn't say that, lady.
I think there's a lot of cork.
The hammer said that. The hammer said that, not me.
I said that.
He's taking credit for it.
I said that about her big knockers.
Who, right. That girl?
Yeah.
Well, they're huge.
Yeah, bye,
Danny. Danny, say hi to her.
Hi, Missy.
Not there only big, they look good.
They're great. I've seen them naked.
Whoa, hey.
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 Just on the internet.
Here, I'm Danny, she wants to talk to you.
No, we're doing a live
radio show. Go ahead. Put it on.
Oh, dear.
Good Lord, Danny, you're right.
I told you.
Boy, Danny, you're right. Her boobs are big.
Danny.
Go.
What's up,
Why
Missy?
Is he talking about your boobs?
I didn't.
I don't know.
That was Grego.
I don't have any.
It was Grego.
You don't.
Danny, what's up?
Give the hammer a kiss.
Come here, hammer.
Nah, you don't need to kiss me.
Give him a kiss.
You don't give him a kiss.
Give him a kiss on the cheek.
I've got herpes, man. I really do.
Danny, we were missed up here, man.
I know, man. Now put your head in Hammer's lap.
Are you loaded?
No.
Are you loaded yet?
What do you think? Okay, I'm out of here.
Her shirt's loaded.
With sweater meat.
Okay, I'm so done. Okay, bye.
Bye. Go Sooners. Thanks.
You guys having fun out there?
Yeah.
Good.
A lot of hot girls.
Big old giant jugs.
Leave her alone. She didn't mean to have those. God
right.
Just blessed her with them. And, oh, hell, that's E-News.
That's a give up.
Well, it's 6:10.
Oh, hell, that's E-News.
All right, well, stand by because you've got community quick hits next, right?
Oh, okay. All right. We'll do that next.